The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. We are Hachana for Yom Kippur, Shmoneh Esrei, Birchos Atah Kodesh. Shalom to everybody, and wishing Agmar Sima Tariva to everybody. Baruch Hashem. We all went to a very uplifting Rosh Hashanah. Unfortunately, we weren't all together. Us had in his own Bechina, in his own way, especially Rosh Hashanah. And we all davened for each other. We want to remind ourselves always. Our Tfila was saying, the Sefer Chaim, important atzilus to include all Amcha Beit Yisrael together. That's a big school. Not just done it for myself, done it for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to speak today about the Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to be saying on Yom Kippur. Kamuvan, now we're not saying Shmei Tshuva, we're still saying all those extra things which we spoke about in the past. V'chein l'chaim, v'chein l'chaim, v'chein toivim, v'chein, and also Amelech HaKodesh, Amelech HaMishpot, reminding ourselves that these days of Atzei Shmei Tshuva are days that Hashem is still in the process of being shefit us, that we call HaMelech, like a Melech. There's a dual nature of this week, which is very important to know. The Tzadechot where the Cheskas Beinonim, Pluyim Voim, and everything is hanging in the air for the Michoiz of the Tshuva this week. It's a time to Mizboinim, look over the past year. Everybody has the things that he knows that he has to work on and try to work on it. Maybe we'll speak about this another time, but right now, a general idea of thinking about whether it be in the midas, in the atzilus, in the brochus, other mitzvahs, leaving that data, all kind of things. Try to see, first, assess where we're holding, what things are really pulling us down, and try to make some change. And not just let ourselves continue to go with just following what our nature is. A Rebbe that says such a beautiful line. We don't have to do tshuva from aveiros, we have to do tshuva from bad habits. Because we're all good people, and all aveiros that we have are habitual aveiros, things that we were doing for years and years and just hard to change. But now's the time to make a change, even if it's a small one. That's a really tshuva. So we said, effort, we're still in judgment. And we have big responsibility to now make the change. Rosh Hashanah, we reinstated our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that he's a Melech. The Melech Oheiv. He's a Melech. And now is the time to make it possible for us to have a good Keshe with him through Tshuva. Because every Aveir is a Mechitza, a wall between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want to be close with him. We have to do Tshuva on the Aveir. That's the second stage of the tshuva process. First 2 days, let's say Shmei Tshuva, recognize the Kodesh Boch in a new way, in a deeper fashion. And from that, take it to the tshuva. So, as we said, one facet of this week is it's a time for tshuva, Shmei Tshuva, it's a time for din, mishpot. It's had a sheni, Tirush Hashem b'motza, the Gemara says, it's a time that Hashem is so, so close, says that even though normally a tefillah is not heard the same when a yochid is davening. Without a tefillah, now the tefillah's yochid is miskadel. So even those of us that can't go to a minyan, we try to daven at the same time as a minyan as much as we can. Now, every individual tefillah has this extra power. Hashem is there for us, wants to hear us, call out and show him what's important to us in life. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever we need, with the right components. I'm not doing it just for myself. I'm good. So I should be a better Jew. Serve Hashem better. Can't turn this is better. Be a happier person. Everything that's necessary. No component. That's the two fasts of this week. Number one is we're Tluyim V'Oim Din, Melech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaMishpot, HaKodesh Bohu. He's judging us in a time of tshuva, together with that recognition, and with a mishpat, it's a time of extreme kiyuva. But you want to add one thing, which is not geta, the Shemar Esrei of Yom Kippur, but it's real not geta this whole week. If you remember in Rosh Hashanah, when we said after Kodesh, we had a lot of things that we added to it. Which are all statements of saying that we're looking forward to Hashem revealing Himself. And the Rishon will fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will leave all their evil ways. And the Tzadikim will be full of Simcha, and the whole world will see the honor, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is very much into Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a time of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the whole world does not yet recognize it, we do recognize it. We want to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu foremost in our own lives, and we'd misspell that the whole world should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, we said it again. We said it last time, but we said it a second time. We said, Simcha Kalos Kul Bichvodecho. They said, Yeda Kol Poel Kiyata Pe'alto, Yom Kavitzo Kiyata Yitzalto. Everything created should recognize that Hashem created him. Now, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's interesting. What we do not HaKadosh,
Kol Halashon.
Chentin Pachto, Chentin Kovah, that we continue saying. But in the middle bracha, we leave out that whole thing. And we switch it. Instead of saying that Melochel Kolodim Kulu Bechodecho, we say that Hashem should be Moichelos and Allah Veiris, which is understandable, because Rosh Hashanah is a time of Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the King of the world. That's the Avodah Rosh Hashanah. You're keeping the time of Mechilas Averis, so Mitzvah Hashem should be Mechilas. The question is, if that's the case, so Beth and Yom Kippur is a time of Mechila. So why not the Kodesh? Do we still continue with that whole thing of Chaintin Pato, Chaintin Kovet, which is basically saying that we want the Kodesh to be the Melech on the world? We're already finished with that stage. Now we're in the stage of Mechila. We should talk about not the Kodesh, that we should be Zeichet, the Truth. We see from this is that you always need both facets. Stage number one of tshuva, and it always has to be there. You can't stop that. And you have to have it. We Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah has to stay with us now. That's stage number one of tshuva. Stage number one of tshuva is putting me in position between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Establishing that relationship. A recognition of His greatness and the desire that His greatness should be recognized by everybody. That is tshuva. Not just a separate thing of Halachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's so important in our day and age, in our specific time of the world, because the world is in a state of confusion. Our peoples, the machlas, the corona, the economy, social things falling apart. Everything is very complicated now. And if a person remains with a superficial look at things, chas v'shalom, it could cause them to go away from Hashem. What happened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't care about us. He left the world to fall apart. That's a superficial thing. A person who uses his lays, like the Pasuk says, of the Vovo Yovin, because Paul gave us a heart, the Jewish heart, and any heart is a koyach to have a deeper understanding of things and use it to connect to Hashem. To understand there's something underlying here. The Vovo Yovin means to be mezen dovin teich dovin. I see something externally going on, but this can't be it. Hashem did all this to help us change, to leave our bad habits, our ways, the things we relied on so much, too much. We relied on technology, relied on medicine, relied on world finances, all kind of things. No, none of that. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it's all about. When we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize it's all you. It's all coming from you. It's just to get us to come back to you. Hashem's going to come back to us. So he took him to that. Come back to me, and I'll come back to you. That's what Kosh Bo says time and time and again. That's why, basically what we're saying in the Shemoneh Esrei and Yom Kippur, we start off at the Kodesh. I recognize the greatness of Hashem. I want the whole world to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bow down to him and realize we are not running the world. This is the deeper understanding of what's going on in the world. Hashem is telling us, stop thinking you're running the world. And it's not only them, each one of us alive. The person never gets upset or angry. He could use it as a proof that to a certain degree he thinks he's running the world. That's where it comes from. If the person doesn't have Kavan and Shemoneh Esrei, to a certain degree, he feels a man without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We all believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, etc., etc., etc. We're talking about deeper down. This is what we're trying to fine tune now and make it better. If we want to be Chayes of Teshuva, we have to have that Tein Pachdecho and Moscho. That recognition of the greatness of Hashem. We recognize the Kvod Hashem. We want the whole world. But we're not just talking about a fear. We're talking about because, like we said in Rosh Hashanah, but we're not saying it anymore, but we're internalizing that idea of the Yovan Kol Yitzur, Kiyata Yitzalt, everything created. Recognize deeper understanding. And that's what, like we're saying, it says, In the Gemara, when we say the bracha of Atah Kodesh, it says, Kedosh Yisrael Yakdishu. Maybe I said accurately, but it says that idea. That the bracha of Atah Kodesh is, we're saying, the uplifted, holy Kodesh Baruch of Klal Yisrael, we are Mekadoshim in the bracha of Atah Kodesh. And then the Yoyved Toyin Bino, the people that go away from Hashem, they will now understand what the world is all about. And that's the process. And then come to the stage of Levov Yoven, we understand the Shov, we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why, even on Yom Kippur, which is the time of Mechila, we say again these words of Chen Ten Pachtach, Chen Ten Kovid, all those things. Because once again, we're taking from Rosh Hashanah and continuing with that. The stage number one of our Shuvah process is to have a deeper understanding of what's going on. Understanding that nothing's out of control. And it's 100% in control, guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu, to get us to give over to Him. Give up. We don't have to have things our way. We don't have to understand everything. But we do know, and we understand there's an underlying seen behind everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is calling us, come back. And we get the message. Shuvei Leiva, Shuvei Leichem. That's what Hashem is calling to us. Maybe Hashem will take advantage of these days. Shuvei Leiva. Once again, stemming from the recognition of the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we realize that even the situations that seem out of control, the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu is guiding them. And if they're guiding them, and Hashem is just doing this to have me give up my dominion on my life and give it over to Hashem. And when we do that, in Yitzhak Hashem, we start the Tshuva process, we'll be able to work on Anidus, we'll be able to work on Tzilas, we'll work on Mitzvahs, Kilas Elikim, and then Hashem Yitzhak Hashem, we'll see how much we really care and how much we want to come close to Him. We'll be in Chapa, and Marichal Kula Beiris, and Yom Kippur, we'll be Zeichat Tshuva, Shleima, and Chaim Tzivim Rishonim.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.